It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I know you don't want to make a big deal about it, but too bad. It is your birthday and we're receiving some lovely messages in. So thank you to everyone that's called and messaged for this guy's beautiful 39th birthday.
Thank you, guys. It's only 39. 40 will be a bit of a...
You might... No, I was going to say no. Don't worry about it.
Crisis.
No, I was going to say you might, you never know what's going to happen, but that's a bit negative.
you might, it's okay, mate. You might not make it to your 40th. There's no point stressing about your 40th right now. Get there first.
Yeah, pretty
Hero,
much.
Well done.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Some great news for Victoria from Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio.
Yep.
D'Ambrosio. She said that we're banning single-use plastics.
Good.
Which is great. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be phased out over the next 2 years to reduce the significant amount of plastic waste going to landfill each year, which we all know is happening and we all know shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, wake up.
Yeah, that's right. Have you, so, you know, you think, oh, you know, your Maccas and your Hungry Jacks and stuff, they... Why are they still cranking out the plastic straws and whatnot? I got a paper straw from Macca's the other day.
Yeah, they're not plastic anymore.
No.
They're paper. And they are wrapped in their own individual...
Plastic.
Plastic.
That's the
or paper.
Defeat the person.
But no, I think it's because of COVID.
Ah, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, in many cases, these single-use plastics can be substituted with readily available, cost-effective alternatives. So it will include plastic straws, cutlery, plates, drink stirrers, polystyrene food and drink containers, and plastic cotton bud sticks.
Ah!
Yeah. I didn't think of the cotton bud sticks.
No, me either.
Is anybody still rocking a polystyrene food and drink container? I guess if you're getting, like, a large chips and gravy, you're getting it in polystyrene.
Yeah, you're right. See, I went straight to old school, like Macca's.
Remember back in the day? Back in the day, yeah, they were. Yeah, styrofoam, whatever, polystyrene.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right, it's chips and gravy now.
That's for all cafes, restaurants and organisations in Victoria by 2023 and government departments and agencies by February next year. So that's 2022 for them. It applies to retail stores as well, which is interesting. So supermarkets won't be able to sell the banned single-use plastic items.
Oh, so if you're going for a barbie or something.
Yeah, you'll only be able to find the paper plates.
Yeah.
And I guess those little bamboo wood cutlery.
Yeah.
Instead of the plastic ones. Apparently a third of our waste in Victoria that goes to landfill is single-use plastics. So should really cut it right back, which is awesome news. Well done, everybody, for getting on board with this. It makes me very, very happy.
Me too.
Oh, and it's worth noting too, medical, scientific equipment, emergency services, other activities that require these types of plastics for health and safety reasons are not included in the ban.
So. Oh, that's good. Because imagine like you're in the AMBO and they're like, right, we're just going to shove this paper catheter into you. Don't worry about it.
No. Oh, man. My legs go cold when you say that word.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
So, we want to talk about golfing injuries, though, because Denise Dizzy Drysdale, amazing that that's her nickname.
Yeah.
Took a tumble on Holy Moly last night, and Channel 7 showed the whole footage. Because she talked about it. It was filmed before Christmas.
Yeah, in October or something.
And she talked about it on Studio 10 at the time. And then now we weren't sure if they were going to actually show the whole footage because she's a 72-year-old woman and it's not super fun watching someone fall over that age because it's in that territory of where it's not like, ah, it's more like.
Yeah. She's taken a fall.
Yeah, she has.
That's what territory that's in.
Yeah, for sure. Have a listen.
Give us your little furry hand.
Oh, ouch.
That doesn't look good at all.
Oh, I've done my shoulder.
What happened?
Okay,
did she just fall on her shoulder?
Oh, that hurt like hell.
Poor thing. Just want to give her a hug, but don't.
Don't, because you squeeze her too hard.
Fractured shoulder.
Mm.
Anyway, so yeah, golf-related injuries, we know they happen. You smashed your sister in the head with... I love that it wasn't the actual club that you hit her with. It was the ball.
Oh, yeah, because I was playing golf in the backyard and I just smashed it. And we've broken a lot of windows in our time at home, but I pretty much broke her face. And then I just ran off once she just
ditched.
Donked her on the head. Bang. She just fell down and I just ran off because I knew I would just be in trouble.
And they eventually found you hiding inside a cabbage. A giant cage.
Yes, they did.
5223295. William in Tarnit, golfing injuries. Was it you that got hurt, mate?
No, it was actually my father hitting a rather errant shot. We were playing probably 30 years ago, Sunday afternoon, and Dad's hit a snap hook, which is a shot that goes hard left.
Mm.
But it's gone about 200 yards and actually collided with the tractor, which was parked there because he was getting out of the way because he was coming down the fairway, realised we were hitting through. He's parked into the trees, but Dad's actually hit it and it's actually smashed the side window of the tractor from 200 yards plus away. Deadly accurate and scared the crap out of the driver.
Oh, my God.
You get a prize for that,
though. Yeah, I was just going to say, does he get a soft toy?
Yeah, $400 to replace the window.
Great. Oh! Yeah, that's a great...
I was only like sort of 17 at the time, and it was just like, Dad, how accurate were you to hit that? Honestly, I was in shocking shot. Anyways.
You should have done what Loggy did and just bolt.
Oh, yeah. I think isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Running off with your golf bag behind you.
What about you, Wendy in Leopold? Golf injuries. Have you had one?
Not me, but my kids, and we're only discussing it yesterday. Mm-hmm. When my son was 4 and his sister was 7, they were playing in the backyard and she had the plastic golf set and he had his dad's golf stick.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And he went to whack the ball and whacked her ear and her ear calf came off.
Oh, what?
To be taken to hospital and sewn back on.
What?
And he ran and hid because he was crying because he'd hurt his sister.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we had to take her to hospital and she had to get it sewn back on.
Holy crap.
This is going to be really maybe an inappropriate question to ask. But did the ear like fly off or what? Did it just drop?
No, it was just hanging off a bit.
God. Cool. Thanks for that extra detail. Really appreciate
Sorry,
that.
I just wanted to know.
Oh, my God.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, it is your birthday, and I know we'll continue with other stuff, you know, fine, but it's your special day, and I want you to feel loved. So, of course, I sent you down there. There's a billboard going around. Send your messages through to Tom.
That's good.
I have a present here for you. There's two of them. Number one, as always, I just get you a selection of beers. I always think, what does Tom want? And I stress for ages about what to get you, and I think every birthday and Christmas from now on, you're just going to get six different beers from me. And I went back to Dan's and I chose a whole bunch of... I heard you say something about sours the other day, so I popped a few sours in there.
Yeah, brilliant.
There's a few new ones that are out. I don't know anything about it, so
succulent
I just...
Succulent craft beers.
Succulent
Thank
craft
you.
Beers. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Yes.
They're warm, so
Happy
I obviously
birthday,
won't
darling.
Drink them right now. Thanks, mate.
But I also wanted to do this because a lot of people were saying, Loggy, we can't be with Tom. And we really want to be. And remember how I got Conrad Sewell to send you a message that time, right? Him and me got together and we thought, you know what? Let's get all of Tom's favourite peeps together for a birthday message. Now, make sure the thing is on before you press play.
Yes, the thing is on. It's going to play.
Good.
It's going to play.
So this is from me and all of these special people on the billboard to you, Tom. Happy birthday.
38, you're 38, you're 38 plus one. 38, you're 38 plus one. Oh my God, check this squad, you'll never guess what I've done. I've got a bunch of people here just for your birthday, Tom. We love you lots, you're bloody top, so says your friend LeBron.
My boy.
Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek fame says you're her favourite son.
Sweet cheeks.
Basketball is what you love to discuss. Or an IPA with mosaic hops.
What is that?
Your heart is lovely, you're the opposite of thrush. So we're here to say, Tommy, happy birthday, bud. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
38, you're 38 plus one. 39, yeah. 38, you're 38 plus one. 38, you're 38 plus one. Oh my God, I went and spoke to Emma Wiggleson.
Good morning.
She said, you're great, enjoy your cake. And so did the captain.
Oh, we hearties.
Conrad Sewell said to send his very passionate love.
Have the best day.
As did MJ and Pippin and the whole 90s Bull Squad.
They are your faves.
Hey, guys.
Mornings with ya, always fun. Thanks for being the Dead Set legend.
Yeah, you are.
Our hearts are certain. that you're number one. If you see him in the street today, say happy birthday, Tom. Happy birthday.
My boy.
That was the best. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Come here. Give me a hug.
Yay! A hug! Yes.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about cringy stuff from weddings. Have you been at a wedding and just gone, oh, this is a little bit... And I know you get swept up in it and you probably love the people that are getting married, so you just let a bit of stuff slide.
Yeah.
Holy crap, married at first sight.
The whole episode was cringy last night.
There's a couple, Patrick and Belinda. That's their names, yeah. Patrick and Belinda. They're getting they're getting married.
Pat and Belle.
Yeah, they got married last night, and they're, I mean, without you know being dismissive or anything, they're both pretty cute dorks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know
she's
what I mean?
She's never been in a relationship before, and he is just really nervous.
Yeah, all the time. Anyway, so there's this moment in the reception where she disappears.
And she kept actually acting a bit sketchy before that.
Yeah.
And he was worried that she didn't like him.
Yeah. So, so he's saying to her bridesmaid, oh, I just don't even know if she likes me at all. I don't know where she's gone. And the bridesmaid goes, sorry to interrupt. It shuts him down as he's saying that. Doesn't give him an answer. But, like, does the ding, ding, ding on the champagne glass. And then this happens.
Okay. So
I'd like you to take a seat in that beautiful seat over there, if you can.
Absolutely. What's going on here?
It's like he's going to have his garter taken off.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And out she comes.
Yeah, she trots out and she's wearing her ballet outfit. Oh, hear the chimes?
It's interpretive dance time. That's what those chimes mean.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful, but...
No. The producer definitely were like, do this, it's going to be amazing.
She, at one point in the dance, she does that when you imitate sleeping on a pillow.
Oh, my God.
And it's, I feel mean, because in her family chat, Mum was like, I'm going to tear up. Look at his face. Oh, he's so happy. He appreciates it. I would be sitting there with a smile on my face, dying inside. On the inside.
And she's doing stuff like the arm movements like the robot and like when you have your arm dangling from the elbow and then you hit your hand and it swings around.
Oh, it's so mean.
No, but come on now. Come on now.
It's one of those moments that you see and you're like, okay. If your friends and family watching on, you've got a smile, but you're talking out the side of your mouth to your mate like, oh, my God.
Are you
God.
Saying this? Can you believe this?
Is this really happening?
It's also one of those moments where it's like, I'm really into this, so everyone is going to be really into it. Everyone's going to love it because I love it.
Nice.
But nobody loves it.
I mean, beautiful, but cringy.
Yeah. So my bro at our wedding got up and his speech was amazing. But it started, like, I started panicking because he's right next to me and he's started going in on Carly's ex. Like, so I hear never met him, but I hear he wasn't much.
Oh, top, God.
And all this stuff. And I'm like, dude, stop. Because it's quite a sore point.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, stop. Like, out the side of my mouth to him. And he just pushed on and it was hilarious and it was beautiful and it was heartfelt and it was all fine. But I had this moment where I was just like,
and everyone would have been watching your face, watching his face, watching your face.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And how's this? Carly's brother. So no one in Carly's family likes to do public speaking except Carly. She's great on a mic, but no one else. And her brother had to do a speech. He was best man for one of his like best mates. And he just freezes whenever he's in public, public speaking, whatever.
So he's done the Tony Abbott.
He got up there. And I don't know. I don't even know. I've never found out whether he actually planned to do a full speech. I think he probably had quite a bit to drink to get over his nerves.
Yeah.
Didn't thought, I'll just wing it. I'll just get up there and I'll just say he's a good bloke. I've known him for years, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Gets up and literally goes, looks around the crowd, stands there for a second and then with the microphone in his hand goes, giggity, and then sits down.
He said what?
Giggity. Like, giggity.
Like giggity from Quagmire. From giggity.
From Family Guy. Giggity. Sat down. Everyone was like, what? Caitlin, you're in Leopold. Always say good people out in Leopold. How are the weddings, though?
Oh, my gosh. So this is my wedding many, many moons ago. It's been about 14 years ago now. But we were young. I was 19 and in love and, you know, so excited. The wedding, look, it was shocking. It was so just thrown together. We had no idea what we were doing. So there were so many cringy moments. My favourite is probably the fact that the DJ came over just before the first dance and said, guys, you never told me what your wedding dance song was.
Oh!
And so my husband and I are pretty much drunk at this stage.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know. I don't know. And he goes, I'll just put a really popular one on. And I was like, okay. It was the old version of Endless Love. And it went for about 5 minutes. It was the most horrible for a 19-year-old and a 23-year-old guy.
Yeah.
It is a banging song.
No dancing. I mean, we were going out clubbing at that stage. We didn't know how to dance to Endless Love.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was, like, yawning and watching. Oh, the end. It was horrible.
And it's not like you can look to the DJ and say, wrap it up.
Yeah.
kill it now. It's dying.
Oh, my God. Did he then go on and DJ the rest of the night? Was it more of that gear or was there some Pitbull and whatnot in there?
And then we followed it up with Flaunt It.
Flaunt It. Oh, TV Rock. Yeah, baby. That's
for the bridal party.
Yeah, that's more like it. Far out. Oh, yeah.
Could have been the Macarena, though. Macarena?
That's very true.
Yeah.
It came on too. And the Nutbush, of course.
Yeah, you get all the classics.
We went to an array of mixtures that night.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Do you know what was so cool at our wedding? We did the Nutbush. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Nutbush.
And then the butt stop. I mean, sorry, bus stop.
No, we don't do the bus stop. I don't know why in our family. But we did the Nutbush, but something got confused. And instead of the whole dance floor facing the same direction at the same time, one half went clockwise and the other half went anti-clockwise.
Yeah.
So you think, oh, it's a schmozzle. But, you know, so we're all looking forward and then we're out of the dance floor. And then when we all look at the back and then we all look towards each other and we're like nut bushing off, it was incredible. So good. What a night. Dom and Long. K-Rock.